Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You but guy with good credits.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I am your co-host, Sean Linda, and I'm here with Terry in the building. What say what up, Terry, to all the people out there?
What's up, Terry? What's up? I heard you wanted to talk about food today, Sean.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm at the grocery store. I remember back in the day, maybe before your time, where like $60 could feed a barbecue. In Brooklyn, okay? You know how much chicken you could get with $60? Honestly, my grocery bill, if it got to $80, I was really upset. I wasn't spending well. One thing I learned before I moved to America was like, food was cheap. Like, it was always the known. In America, you knew food was cheap. Of anything you're going to get cheap in America, it was always food. There was an abundance of food. The prices were always affordable. You were not going to starve in America. All of a sudden, that done changed, my brethren. That has changed. There's like been a huge surge in food. Like it's like the higher up said, "Hey, this is where we can get them. Let's get them on food because food was so cheap." You know, grocery prices. You know, it's not even. We're not just making it up. They've been up. They're 5.8 more expensive in May than they were a year ago. Menu prices. Like I can't go to a restaurant with those. I'm not. It's a shame to say it. I bought a 9-piece meal of Popeye's chicken, okay, with fries and some biscuits. That was over $30. I'm like, I put on a $10 bill, and they looked at me like I was crazy. Like, I'm like,
you're Sean. Remember, let me tell you two things, and I'm not even that old. It's going to show you how crazy this is. The dollar menu at McDonald's and $5 footlong used to be things in my lifetime. They're already gone. Those are things from the 2000s. Don't exist anymore. You go to Subway, you're spending $11, $12 now. Everything has changed.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, the food prices jumped 6.7% throughout the year. Annual inflation, which came in at 4%. So that, to put that in perspective, the cost of food is rising above our average cost of living. That shows you where things are going. You know, so we had to come up with a plan, T. We had to come up with a top 10 list of what you can do to simply combat these rising costs in food. Hit them with number 10.
All right, we're trying to keep food in your belly and do it cheaper. First off, meal plan. Plan your meals. Meal planning can help you predict your food costs for the week ahead. You can start your meal planning by already looking at what you have in your fridge or your pantry. The more food you can use from your current supplies, the less you have to buy. Once you plot out the week, then you're not making food decisions on a whim. Every meal, you're not just deciding, ooh, what do I feel for tonight? You know what you feel for? Something cheaper. So meal plan it out. You're probably going to lose weight too, but you're also not going to be spending money on food that you're just deciding you want right, you know, because of your desire. You saw an ad, now you're buying a burger that you didn't really plan for.
Yep, I agree with you. Meal planning, meal prepping, and it's like a very quantitative way to like prepare your meals and scoop it out so everything is used effectively and efficiently. You know, I think is a great way in which to combat rising food costs. Cause then you're going to think of ways to buy in bulk and you're going to have like a system, you know, always having a system and a way in which to do things help. It's, you know, it's kind of like, it's a practical combative way to battle rising costs in food. But I got a good one for you too. Number 9, create and stick to your grocery list. It's like all part of planning. Like I have my grocery list, even with my kids, we have a list, and you know, I try not to deviate. And I said, and we talked about healthy eating. I only really buy the bulk of my groceries on the outside of the grocery store. The inside is where it's more expensive, where all the stuff that's not good for you. On the outside is more natural, organic food. If you go to the grocery, on the inside, it's a lot of processed food. So, you know, I try to stay around the perimeter and I rarely dip down the middle, maybe like some canned tuna, some spaghetti, but like I'm not really going into the middle of the grocery store. So create and stick to your grocery list.
I love it. You know what that avoids, Sean? I like the idea of shopping on a perimeter. You don't end up down an aisle you didn't plan to be around. They know what they're doing. When you go down one of my grocery stores over here that I go to, the main line, right, extends through the ice cream aisle. So everyone's in line waiting, picking up ice cream, buying this confectionery, buying that sweet. Stick to your list. Stick on the perimeter. That's a nice tip, Sean. I hadn't heard about that one before, but you're right. The important stuff is
Steph Curry. Stay on the 3-point line. Steph Curry. Don't try to shack and bully everyone, play bully ball. Stay on the 3-point line and shoot from there.
The game had changed, right? All right. Yeah. Number 8, we're moving on. Compare prices. Look, we've all fallen into the habit of buying the same brands of cereal, orange juice, butter, etc. Stuff that we like. But is it cost effective for you in 2023? It may be time to reevaluate. Take the time to compare prices between different brands, different stores. And especially when it comes to certain stores, you're likely to find the store brand or a cheaper alternative for so many items. And it's something you should consider. Don't let your foolish pride get in the way of you buying a different brand that might get you the same thing at a much cheaper price.
People don't know. Here's a little trick. Here's a little hack. The no-name brands is usually made by the brands. Like if you get something that's labeled by the name of your grocery store, they don't have a separate factory that's making this stuff. They're outsourcing it to the brand people and they're selling it. So it's the same quality of stuff most times. Okay. Let's go to number 7. Shop in bulk for specific items. Bulk cost equals savings for you. Now there's a limit because, you know, I go back to the scenario when I was a kid and my mom would have her freezer filled with chicken from 1922.
Not the chicken.
And my mom would freeze bread. You know, I don't have a lot of West Indians grew up on frozen bread and you had to put it out to unfreeze in the morning. But there are things that, you know, everyday usage, I would say one would be like a laundry detergent you can buy in bulk, you know, toilet paper. But I have even a hack for toilet paper and I'm loving it. I mean, this may sound kind of weird.
No, bring it on. We're trying to save money here,
okay,
man.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell everybody right now, okay? I'm not ashamed to say it. I went to DC and hung with a friend and I stayed at this high-end luxury hotel. And in the hotel, they had like a unisex bidet that just hangs on the toilet thing. And, you know, as male and women, you just spray after you use the bathroom. And I'm like, let me try it. Oh my God.
The bidet.
It was revitalizing. You just pulled out this little thing and it sprays. But I mean, I never felt so clean before. And let me just tell you this. You know how much I've saved in toilet paper? And toilet paper is expensive because all you need to do now is dab dry. You're not really wiping anymore. And it's a cleaner experience. Like, well, think about it. And, you know, a guy gave me the perfect example. If you're walking and a bird poops on your face, are you comfortable just getting a paper towel, dry paper towel, wiping it? Or would you not wet it and wipe it? So why would you not, you know, spray after every time you do that? You know, so that kind of registered with me. And I actually bought 2 from Amazon, the same exact one the hotel had. And they were like $49. It's easy to install by yourself. And it's like the power of spray that comes out. And you have a clean experience, you know. And you're only taking like little 2 things of toilet paper just to dry.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify for the audience listening that you're still using toilet paper, just not as much, all right? Yeah, the bidet, you know, bidets have been getting more and more popular. You're right, toilet paper is expensive. It might be something you can buy in bulk, but if you can cut that cost, that one-time cost could save you money for years to come. Moving on to number 6, Deshaun shares that very personal but important story. You got to listen for the gems here, guys. All right, number 6, use coupons. Don't let that pride get in the way. Don't let the stigma around coupons prevent you from your savings. Sean says it. Your money is your money. Coupon apps and databases is so easy online now. And I will admit, I'm guilty of this. Every time I go to the grocery, they give me a bunch of coupons. They give me that little leaflet. And I don't look at this as much as I should. I always say that I should. Put it on your fridge. Remember it. Next time, head back. You save a couple cents on everything. It adds up over time. So you can prioritize as well by looking at what sales they're having at certain times. So you know, okay, next week I'm gonna have a sale on this. I can buy, you know, two of that then. So use the coupons. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah, and like in that coupon equals like even being a member at a grocery store, you have the little cards that they scan. You know, affiliation.
BJ's, there you go.
Consistently shopping at the same place actually brings rewards, you know, but you don't have to be married to that place. You can still look for it. But, you know, having some type of being some type of membership in today's world actually brings you discounts. Let me go to number five. Grow your own food. Home garden. It's been a growing trend in recent years. I was just at my friend's organic farm in Canada, and it's so beautiful. Like, I don't eat red meat, but that's the only time I eat goat because I know it's the same goat that he's killed and he's done, and it is absolutely mouth-watering. It just
it's not this factory farming. Like,
exactly. Yeah. And you can grow little things like tomato, lettuce, mint. You know, these are the little things that you can grow. Introduce your kids to farming. You know, not thinking like my privileged kids would think that everything just comes out of the grocery store bag. It's actually grown somewhere. You can have fun, nice family activity, and save some money. I know, don't focus on items that might already be cheap in stores. Instead, grow things like arugula, snow peas, herbs, and asparagus, things that cost money that you can actually save. And, you know, there's nothing like enjoying something that you have grown yourself.
Love it. Take things into your own hands. I notice as we progress in life, a lot of things are getting more basic again. So grow your own food. You can save some money, and you know what you're putting in your body now. You grew it yourself. Number four, utilize leftovers. Don't waste food. Keep a close eye on what's in your fridge. Don't let any food go to waste. Nothing is more annoying than throwing out heaps of food from your last grocery haul because it expired. I've dealt with this with spinach many times. Utilize leftovers in a timely fashion and experiment with freezing food. You brought up the bread earlier. I'll give you a little hack that you know we've been using here at home. We do green smoothies in the morning, but sometimes the spinach goes bad. So blend up the spinach, we pour it in the ice tray, freeze the spinach, and we're going to be making our smoothies in the weeks to come because you drop that in there, blend it up again. So
that's a great
find creative ways to use your leftovers. Sometimes you want to combine a couple leftovers and make a meal. You know what I mean? There are different ways to go about it.
Yeah, and maybe be punchy with your grocery shopping too. Like, you know, like just buy stuff that's going to last. Like I always just try to explain to my mother, let the grocery store be the storage unit for you. You don't have to be the storage unit. You know, especially if you live relatively close to the grocery store. If you live far, I understand. But if you live relatively close, you know, kind of buy what you need within reason for that week. And so everything stays fresh in your fridge and you don't have to waste anything. Sometimes getting things on sale that has expiration date doesn't benefit you because it goes to waste if it's not used right away. Like when I'm making my salads, I only buy the stuff that I need for that, the ingredients I need for my salads that same day. I'm not like buying a few days in advance because I know myself. What if I change my mind? And then all of a sudden those ingredients for the salad have gone bad. Number three, stop the apps. Whoa, T. I'm no offense, T. Okay. Because I know, for all I know, Terrence owns a chain of restaurants. I know a lot of your businesses by Uber Eats and DoorDash and all that stuff. But the pandemic has led to a massive rise in use of food delivery apps. And these app people are charging even restaurant owners more money than they used to charge before. So these apps come with a lot of hidden costs. Like, come on, a meal at McDonald's costs you $30, $40. A coffee at Starbucks costs you $10. Like, the pandemic is over. Find your way to the store. Get it. Pick it up yourself on the way home. Make it part of your routine. But these apps that you become addicted to come with a fee, you know, and I think you should minimize the usage of them. Like, I know people personally where they're just so deepened by these apps. They just use them for every little thing and are okay with surcharges. And I was dating a girl, and I'd be like, no, let's just walk. It's right around the corner. Like,
it's right there.
To DoorDash dessert, to DoorDash meals. And I'm just like, you know, we could just have a nice walk over there, right?
Yep. Let me say a little bit about this based on my experience. The restaurants themselves would be happy if you came in. They save more money than if you bought it on the app, right? So these apps, you know, you put in the order and it's like, well, it's not too bad. At the end, the taxes, the delivery fee, the regular service charge, some of these meals end up being double what it would have cost had you just picked it up. So find a way to pick up the food yourself. And even if you have to use the apps, you can still use the apps and do pickups. That's going to eliminate most of the delivery costs. So, you know, you listen, I know it's a luxury, and I know the pandemic, we couldn't go out as much. So a lot of us got very used to doing it. But get out of that thinking. It is not a necessity. It's a luxury. Get down to the place, get the food yourself. And if you're still getting delivery, you can order directly. Remember how we used to do that? Remember when you would call the pizza shop and say, hey, here's my address. Can you bring the pizza here? A lot of places literally still have delivery, guys. You need to call, find out. You can save a lot of money their delivery or getting down there yourself.
Well, I'm going to go to number two. You should be eating out responsible. Like there, you know, Taco Tuesdays, you know, Wacky Wednesdays, you know, Pizza Fridays, where they have specials on certain nights. And, you know, in that way to save money. Like, and every night shouldn't be a takeout night. You should be able to, you know, reward yourself and find ways in which, hey, I can still dine out. Because I think dining out is a pleasure of life, but you could do it a lot more responsible and like have limits, have caps. Like maybe when you go out, you don't need to have that alcoholic beverage every time, you know?
Exactly.
Maybe you don't need appetizers all the time. Maybe I can order the special that's reasonably priced. You know, if you can make really fun of it, where you could find like restaurants all around your area and neighborhood where every, you know, Monday is this restaurant where they have this day, Tuesday. So I only go on that where you can get really good deals. Like the best time to go to rest and the slow time during the week. And why not go into those slow times where there's less of a wait, less people there. I am not discouraging people from going out to eat, but it's more like being thinking it through.
100%. And to throw back to my college days, obviously you're doing this responsibly. No driving involved here, but cocktails. A lot of times you go out to drink or eat, the cocktails are what's skyrocketing the price, right? If you're going out with a group of friends, but like when I had no money back in college, we'd have to pregame a little bit before we went to the bar. So you can figure that out. There are times I've even gone to certain restaurants, Sean, to your point, that have a really good deal on this one thing. And once that happy hour is over, I'm going to something else where I know I'm going to get a good deal there. So like you said, game plan, pregame, you can figure it out. And to our final point, this has to do with
health. Drum roll, conscious
as well. Why not go vegan or vegetarian? Meat costs money. You can live a lot cheaper, eat a lot cheaper, become healthier. This is something you don't even have to commit to as a lifestyle. I think a lot of times when we talk about going vegan or vegetarian, people think it has to be like you're committing to this thing forever. You can do it for a couple months. You can do it for a week. You can play around with it. You're going to get healthier, probably going to shed a couple pounds, and you're going to keep some money in your pocket.
I can tell you this. People don't understand. Historically, our forefathers, meat was like a luxury item that they made once a week, once a month. The people before us, they lived healthier. And they didn't have to have all these surgeries and x-rays because they mostly had a plant-based diet. Meat was only like on a Sunday, we'd have chicken or we'd have beef on it. The other day, they ate a lot of vegetables, they ate a lot of rice, certain things, and meat wasn't on every plate. And if it was, it wasn't the overwhelming thing. Society has changed it that meat is the dominating thing on your plate. Meat should be the less dominating thing on your plate. There should be more vegetables, more salads, and a little piece of meat to add it off. But now when you look on a plate, you're seeing it piled up with meat and a little bit of, and salads and vegetables are optional.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So, yep. If you're not going to go vegan or vegetarian, and I believe in a little bit of like some kind of protein or chicken or fish in your diet, but it shouldn't be the dominating thing on your plate. And yep. I test to go to a restaurant. When I ask for rice, I'll be like, put more vegetables in rice.
Love it. Mr. Health Conscious here. And to your point, Sean, back in the day, right, when you got meat for your family, your cavemen out there foraging and hunting, that meat took a lot of effort to get. So when you got it, it was for that little period of time. You're happy you had it. And that wasn't the basis of your diet. You know, modern society, as you said, has kind of brainwashed us into thinking, well, the meal's only complete if there's this big, you know, hefty serving of meat, a little bit of greens, this, that, the other. You can eat how you want. You don't have to have meat every meal. And if you do, you don't need to have the portions that they're trying to convince you.
All right. Well, T, this is a great show. If you haven't learned how, I mean, if you follow our this list of pre-gaming, dining out, stopping the app, utilizing leftovers, growing your food, taking advantage of coupons, shopping in bulk for specific items, comparing prices, meal planning, you will definitely save money at the grocery stores. And you'll be like, all right, I know food costs are arriving, but I've found the hack from Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And guess what? I'm Sean Lindo, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Your money is your money. And keep it in your damn pocket, people. And I'm out.
And I'm Terry. I'm out as well. Remember, nothing changes if nothing changes. Change your food buying habits today. Make it make sense for you. See you guys next time.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.